Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our program today is on forgiveness, and we can start by forgiving me for being late. We had the wrong time here, and the computer decided to upgrade. So this is why the Holy Spirit shows us just how human everybody is and why sometimes, even pastor or not, also the reason they put erasers on pencils. So we do need to be forgiving and patient with things. Today we're going to start with our health tip. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's the flu and cold season, and remember to wash your hands a lot. I find a good rule of thumb in a daily routine is 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. If a cold or flu symptoms appear, take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day until your symptoms are gone, and then go back to the maintenance. And an easy way, there are three chewable Airbornes. I take those. That's would be 3,000 milligrams. But I take Airborne every time I go to a doctor's visit or a clinic or hospital setting. It's good stuff. And our cosmic weather is quite interesting. Welcome to Mercury retrograde, and we just experienced a little bit of that today. And it happens to be in Scorpio, which is critical. And we got a little over 2 weeks more of this, so We have a very inconsistent moon. We just come out of a full moon, and it's in Gemini. So it's causing us to multitask, and probably more than we should, and we don't get things done. It just gets very confusing. The moon is getting ready to move into Cancer, and this will cause some moodiness because the moon sextiles Uranus, causing uneasiness. And the best thing advice there is to take a deep breath, put things first, watch your fantasies due to a conflictive square between Venus and Neptune. This is a tricky aspect and may not be the best time to try to figure out your significant other. So it's just a time to probably just put things on hold. Okay. Our program today, again, is about forgiveness. And unforgiveness causes a multitude of issues: anger, resentment, bitterness, hatred, just to name a few. Unforgiveness is a major blocking point to our best from God. It stops the blessing. It stops prosperity. So we don't really want to entertain unforgiveness. We need to. I'm not saying that some of this anger or something that you have to forgive is not justified. Because there's justifiable anger, there's unjustifiable anger. But the best thing to do is to walk away from it, especially if you're in an abusive relationship. You know, you need to get out. God doesn't want you to be abused. And we need to recognize that God loves us. 2 John verse 1 says, above all things that God wants, he tells us, beloved, he wants us to be in health, so he doesn't want us sick. He wants us to prosper. He doesn't want us to have lack. So he wants that above all things for us, to be in prosperity, even as our soul prospers. And our soul prospers by feeding our spiritual side, which is what these radio shows are about. And we need to learn to forgive and walk away from things and not keep them inside. We just had another shooting here in California, in Saugus, California, which is at a high school. And, you know, these are the times that Scripture talked about,
that there would be a lot of violence. There would be rioting and all kinds of things. And a lot of people, I mean, just negativity. And a lot of people say to me, if God's a loving God, how come he allows suffering and evil to happen in the world or in our own lives or in the world? And these kind of thoughts run through our mind, but the mentality of thinking that God allows it robs us of enjoying the most beautiful being in the universe, which is our Heavenly Father. Any doubts of his goodness will lead to low and negative expectations and experiences. We need to believe in the goodness of God. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Anything that is not good or perfect is not from God. He is very touched by our feelings and emotions. He cares for us. He loves us. No one is more touched as deeply with humanity and the pain of humanity and the anguish more than our Heavenly Father. Our sorrow and suffering, aches of the heart, it touches God. He weeps with us and offers us his mercy to us in grace in time of need. Read Hebrews 4:16. We need to change the way we look at love. Love gives us free will. If God forced everyone to do right, it would be slavery. Life would become meaningless, monotonous, and there would be no virtue if it was forced virtue. No honor if it was forced. Nothing forced. No love if is forced love. Suffering began and was born when man chose to disbelieve and disobey God. Genesis 2:16-17. Our Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we need to let go of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is going to create negativity in us and bring negativity to us. So I know sometimes it's hard, but you got to let things go and trust God to turn things around and to bless you. Okay, I'm going to begin by taking some calls here.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Yeah, I'd like to get off you.
Okay. The first card is a personal victory. That's the Six of Wands. And it's been an emotional time for you. Trying to get with all of us. I mean, the enemy of our soul speaks to our minds and laughs at us and says, well, you don't have this, you don't have that. Every attempt, everything that happens to us is an attempt to get us into unbelief. And unbelief is sin. It is the root of all sin. You are about to experience something within a month, it's saying. The devil has tried his best to keep you from your good by working on mental thought. And, you know, he works on our impatience. Nobody likes to wait for things. But balance is coming into your life, both financially and personally. And you should definitely see that before the close of this year. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, don't lose faith. We're all tested to the max on faith. I mean, and God loves us, and he wants to bless us. And the first thing the devil does is attack our identity of who we are in Christ. We need to know that you are a child of the God, and you're right. You have a right to the inheritance of God. Just hold on to that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual. Okay.
we need to understand God's patience. If God wiped out everybody, everyone who ever caused pain by selfishness, lying, hatred, anger, or cheating, who'd be left? We'd all be swept away. If we are saying we want and need mercy, we need mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. Believe that through God, that God doesn't cause evil. He can and is still bringing good in the midst of evil suffering. See Genesis 50:20. You need to believe in the goodness of God, that he's always good, and that he feels and bears our pain. You need to know that he loves you. That's the big thing there. We need to not harbor any kind of unforgiveness. Jesus said to us, if you have anything against anybody, you need to leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled. Not that you have to just have to let things go. You just have to let things go. You know, God is a positive God. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises of God are yes. And you need to find whatever promise it is that you need in your life, and you need to take it in through your eyes, take it in through your ears, and speak it out through your mouth, and it'll manifest. If you abide in God and his words abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Read John 15:7. Believe in that possibility. You know, success comes in cans, not in cannots. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And get rid of that negative psychic in all of us. The negative psychic in you presumes you know what people are thinking about you. The negative psychic thinks I'm wrong, or tells us that we're some weakness about ourselves and having us judge. The only person's thoughts that should matter to you are God's thoughts, and they are all good. Read Psalm 139:17-18. Know that God loves you. That's a big, big thing. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I had to go into an office. Been a lot of interesting developments about Jesse. I'm just going to say his name. And he was talking about killing himself. So just a lot of craziness in the last 2 to 3 days. Lots of craziness. So,
well, just remember about these, you know, the moon was just full. And now,
yeah,
you know, it's going in through all these phases. And right now, you know, it's very, it's in Gemini, and it's very crazy going from one
and
day.
And he's a Gemini. He's a Gemini.
So he's being affected a lot by it right now.
Yeah, he's incredibly emotional. It's almost to the point where I don't want him around me, but last night I felt bad for him because he's lost weight and he just looked really pitiful. And he said he slept in his car a day or so, and so I just felt bad for him and, you know, I let him stay. So I just let him stay. Because I'm a firm believer, what you do for somebody else will do for you, you know, regardless. So sometimes you just have to just extend your hand, even if there's...
Okay,
you know,
I understand that, but there are people who are extremely eloquent at making you feel bad for them, you know, so that you will enable their habits or enable what they want or enable them emotionally. And you have to pay attention to what a person is really saying to you. What a person says when they're angry or frustrated, that might be a real part of them. What they portray on the outside may be something that they think you want to hear, or a form of manipulation to get what they want. I would pray about this, but I do have the first card is the devil, and it's crossed by the six of swords, which means he could change. He could change, but there's some work involved here. There's some work involved here.
Yeah, and I think a person just wants to constantly blame you for everything is not, it's toxic, and I'm tired of being blamed for everything.
Well, the blame game, that's so easy to do. And usually that's found with people that can't take accountability for their part in something. I mean, it takes two to tango, right? So,
it does.
You have to take accountability for things that you create, you know. And a lot of times people's mindsets, they're being run emotionally by their old hurts, and they have trouble letting things go, and they tend to I'm not saying everybody, but there's a large percentage of men that think women are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They come in different sizes and colors, but they're all the same. And that's not,
all
that is
same.
So wrong. That
no,
is so wrong.
It is. And it's unfortunate that there are people who are out here like that. And I never say all men are the same. I never say that because everyone is different. We all have gifts.
Yeah. Everybody's unique.
Well,
there's no two snowflakes alike. There's no two individuals alike.
No.
And there's hope for him, but he needs to
pray.
Responsibility for some things that he's created.
Yep, but he blames people because he says, I'm like this because of you, or I'm doing this because of you, and it's like, no. So for me, you know, it's the removing myself fully, and I explained to him that sometimes you just got to do that because he's toxic. You know, I want to help this person, but I can't. But I do want a general for myself. I didn't really call to talk about him, but knowing what you said.
No, we talk about what's bothering us. You know, we do.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Okay. Well, it's showing that this is powerful. This relationship is powerful. However, that card is in the passing influence line, meaning that there's parts of it that you just can't handle. And and there's a lot of depression in it, meaning, you know.
Yes.
You know, and remember when someone enjoys playing the victim, I'm not saying this is him. I'm giving you examples of people that do things like that, you know, that won't take. I will say, I don't think he's taking accountability for himself.
Oh no, he's playing a victim. Oh, he's playing that one. He should get an Academy Award.
I know some of them are good at it.
Yeah,
but there's a very strong indication that you need to. You know, you're a compassionate person. You don't want to see anybody suffer. And some of this is he's playing on your compassion, your good-heartedness, and he's trying to get you to feel guilty so that you'll do what he wants you to do.
Yep, and what's sad is that, I know you have to go, what's sad is that he's on the verge of losing his job. He got suspended. And now he's talking about quitting the job. I'm like, oh, well, and leaving. I'm like, well, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not trying to, you know, but it's like, yeah, all this guilt. And then at the end of the day, when the dust settles, I will be the reason why it all crumbled. So you only recognize it if you were that person. And if anybody's listening, you recognize behaviors that are either in you or you used to you used to show, or you used to, you know, those patterns, they're in all of us. And when you recognize it, then that's something, that's a lesson that we have to learn internally. So there's something I still need to learn about myself. So, and I'm willing to do it.
I think you should forgive yourself for this.
Yeah.
Forgive him. But, you know, we have to realize that God will do what God says. All his promises are yes. He will do what he promises in his word. And the word is like a double-edged sword. And when Jesus was tempted in the desert, his response back to Satan was the word. When Satan said to him, knowing he was hungry, had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, make these stones turn into bread, that he would have doubted. He would have given in to unbelief. And Jesus said, no, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's really what we need to live on spiritually.
Yep.
And
Pastor Dick Howe sent a really good message this morning via email, and I sent it to him. I read it out loud, and it was just an affirmation, and I'm going to keep reading it. So it was there, it was right on time, and a lot of times that just happens. And so,
well, you
want to
share that with us?
Oh, I have to go get it. I know
no,
you're on
I'm
the
sorry. Phone. Never mind.
Yeah. Sorry. This will take 2 seconds.
In the meantime, folks, even bad can turn into good. God can turn something that was meant for evil and make it a blessing. So first thing you want to do is go to prayer. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
And this is Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I want us to jumpstart our day by speaking life. It says, declare this over yourself. God is on my side today. He is for me, not against me. Doors are going to open for me. I choose to be happy, not depressed. I'm going to win, not lose. I'm going up, not down. I'm blessed, not cursed. Everything I put my hand to will prosper, not fail. I have an invincible spirit today. So that was the affirmation.
Amen. That's right. The power is in our tongue. We need to take the word into our eyes, through our ears, let it get down into our heart, and speak it out of our mouth. When we speak it out of our mouth, things change. There's a supernatural process that begins, and things change.
Mm-hmm.
And a person who creates for themselves, I don't think, in my opinion, if I were reading for him on Keene, and he told me he was going to quit his job, my advice is never stop a source of income till you have another one.
Yeah, let him tell it. He has money, so he can afford to quit. I let him tell it. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm learning as I get older. Life, as you get older and you get closer to death, you start thinking, I don't care what you do, I have to finish living my life. And you know, you life is a process. Life is about working out issues and figuring it out. And you know, and then when you get to a point where you think you figured it out and you go, you just get tired. You just want to push forward. And hey, what God brought, he can bring something better. So I'm at that point.
And
you
I'm
know,
getting
you
a,
push
something
forward.
From Spirit concerning this situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
doubt comes, or when you start giving in to negative emotions of thinking that you've created this, you have not created this, okay?
Yeah, I was there. So I appreciate
that. Or if you
that.
Think that you can't overcome this, if you get the thought, I'm not sure I can overcome this, replace it immediately with, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me, Romans 8:37. And that's what we do. We speak the word over a situation, plead the blood over it. I will keep this in prayer. I think a lot of people today, I need to be forgiven. I think I notified people the wrong time of this show. It's Mercury retrograde, and at least you and I, Vicki, are putting a lot of good stuff out there, okay?
I
thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, like I said, I think I put out the wrong information about this show today. And even though I'm a pastor, I need to be forgiven for that error. That's why they put erasers on pencils. So, but I want to still give some good things for people to ponder, because you can go back in the archives and listen to these shows at any time. And we need to not have doubt where God's concerned. We need to understand that doubt comes when we judge our situation by what it looks like in front of us, the horizontal view. But the vertical view is what we feel rather than by, not what we feel, but go by what God says. Understand that doubt means double, to be divided in your mind, and we must choose to believe only the word of God. Recognize the consequence of doubting God. James 1, 6 through 7, the one who doubts can't receive from God. So you want to starve your doubts and feed your faith. When the thought of doubt comes, replace it with the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Remember that you are more than a conqueror, that you're an overcomer through him who loves us. And God doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to be in pain, illness. None of those things come from him. And our biggest challenge as we live on this earth that has a lot of, in the vertical view, the horizontal view, has a lot of suffering and pain. But the vertical view, being connected to God, has redemption, freedom, and we don't want to become slaves to something, and negative energy will make us slaves. You need to expect something from God to praise him about. At the end of everything, David said, "For yet I will praise him. No matter what or how bad it looks, something good is coming my way." These are the kinds of things you want to speak over yourself, and these are the kind of things that we need to trust God to open doors. Revelation 3:8 says, "I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut." No matter what hasn't worked up to this point, believe that God will open a new door for you. And we need to adapt an attitude of thanks and praise. A real healthy prayer is, "I thank you, Father, that your word says that I am redeemed and saved by the blood of Jesus." We need to thank him, find things that we can thank him for, like, "I thank him that I have a home, that I have a source of income, food to eat, beautiful people like Vicki and others who support my ministry and spiritual perceptions, that we are connected to good people." And we're living in a time of darkness, and we need to turn to God and give him the desires of our heart. Psalm 37, verse 4 said, "He will put right desires in our heart, and he will fulfill them." So we need to understand that people will disappoint us, but we can rejoice because God will never disappoint us. And there's a lot of suffering people out there. And Father God, right now I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I pray for those who are suffering and who are lost and do not know you. I pray that they will find you and receive their inheritance as children of God and realize just how much you really love us. I pray for our country. I pray for the leaders of our country to make right decisions. I pray for the right person to rule our country in 2020, the person that you desire, Father, and that you will lead us as voters to pick the right person. I pray for children that are victims of homelessness due to drug addiction or whatever the problems may be, that we will not lose faith in God and that we will be partakers and helpers of those who are lost, in Jesus' name. And help us to forgive ourselves. We know life is hard and we face obstacles and trials, and we need the guidance of your Holy Spirit to work in us and live in us, in Jesus' name. So we need to be built up. We are living in uncertain times, and it's very, very difficult. I mean, right now, you know, Saturn's been affecting us for a long time. And Saturn will bring situations into your life to tempt you, to help you grow. So if you're facing something difficult, remember that you're made in God's image. And in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. There's power in our words, whether they be good or they're negative. If you speak over yourself homelessness, guess what? Subconscious mind doesn't edit that and just will create it for you. So when God breathed life into Adam, he became a living being. And ancient biblical wisdom teaches us that that phrase can also be translated that man became a speaking being. So this gives us a whole new perspective on being created in God's image. Our likeness or our similarity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. With us, it's spirit. We possess a soul. We live in a body. We're both triune beings. So that's our likeness and similarity. God's word spoken over us, we can activate his promises, the power in his purposes. So you find what you need in scripture, you speak it over yourself, and it will manifest. Positive words produce positive results. Negative words produce negative results. Ancient wisdom teaches that negative or evil speech is evil and that it causes evil. So negative words will not repel the promises of God, but they often open the door to the enemy, who will bring up the very thing that you're speaking into being. So instead, we need to put a guard on our mouth and shut the door on the devil and begin to define our life and our situation by what God says. Psalm 139:14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Ephesians 1:3, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Revelations 12:11. Now let's emphasize that. We are overcomers by the blood and the word of our testimony, what we speak over ourselves. Yeah, that is very clear. So, Father God, we want to thank you today for making us in your image and for giving us creative power in our words. We pray today that you will help us put a guard on our mouth, help us to speak more about who we are in Christ and the incredible destiny that you have in front of us, in Jesus' name. So I thank everyone that's listening or will listen in the future. I'm sorry about the mix-up today. This goes to show you we're all human. And remember, if worry's in your life, it's the opposite of faith. Use it as a signal to pray. If you need prayer, then you can email me at Daisy, DAISEYMAE, 81@hotmail.com. I do prayer services every day, sometimes 3 times a day. So no prayer is insignificant to us, and we're here to help you. If you need me to talk or read for you, I can be located at Daisy, and that's DAISEY, 644478 at keen.com. God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions, and I hope everyone has a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. Find something to be thankful for and start being thankful. That opens the door to blessings. an attitude of gratitude will bring blessings. We love you in Christ, and remember, no problem is insignificant to our Lord. So if you need help, you can call for a reading or call, email me for prayer. Like I said, we do a daily prayer, and we will hold up your petition to God and come to agreement with you. And remember, what two agree upon, it shall be done for them. Matthew 18:19. Until next time, I thank you and goodbye.